You're listening to Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Now talking about those powerful storms that moved across the U.S., southern U.S., bringing several destructive tornadoes that resulted in over 50 deaths. They say that there were over 100, not confirmed, but reported, 100 reported tornadoes. Don't we think, is this just me, or do we not think of tornadoes being in 100 of them in the tornado season in the dead of summer, not in the dead of winter? This is February, not August. How unusual is this? And to be so powerful as some of them were. Joining me now is Pam Knox. She's the assistant state climatologist for the state of Georgia and a researcher at the University of Georgia in Athens. Georgia was under a tornado watch this week after a tornado strike in Mississippi and Arkansas and Tennessee and Kentucky and Alabama. And the state actually had to postpone a scheduled tornado drill this week because of the real potential for severe weather and tornadoes. Pam Knox, welcome back to Science Friday.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
I think we have to tell our listeners in the spirit of full disclosure that before the turn of the century, you were an intern at Science Friday.
I was, back in 1998.
Wow, that was a while. Good. I didn't think you'd, you know, get so any alumni of Science Friday could go so far.
Hey, you never know.
Am I wrong in thinking this is unusual to have these many and such intense tornadoes in the middle of the winter?
Well, it's not really the middle of the winter down in Georgia, you know. It's in Georgia, we're probably past winter and now into early spring. In fact, you can look around and see crocuses blooming and daffodils and things like that. For those of the listeners who are from the farther north parts of the country, the most active tornado time of the year is really more April and May. But down here in Georgia, we can actually have tornadoes any time of the year, although usually not in this kind of quantity.
Mm-hmm. And so why do we think that there have been so many in that kind of quantity?
Well, the weather situation for this outbreak was just perfect. In fact, they had predicted a severe weather outbreak up to 5 days ahead of time, which is really unusual, and they put out forecasts well in advance. That's not the only time in history that we've had big outbreaks like this in the Southeast. If you go back as far as 1884, there was another huge outbreak just a little further to the east. A lot of those tornadoes were in Georgia, and over 100 people were killed in that outbreak as well. So February tornadoes are a little bit more rare than, you know, later in the season for even Georgia, but certainly not the most rare time of the year for us down south. Mm.
See, you're not willing to say that perhaps global warming had something to do with the intensity or the number of tornadoes.
No, I don't really think that's true. I think it would be more likely that you could link it to the current La Nina that we're under, because we do know that in certain situations, La Nina can cause an increase in the number of tornadoes. But really, for this outbreak to occur, we had to have all the ingredients in just the right place.
And this week's weather interrupted a tornado drill in your
That's
state.
Right. We were under a severe weather awareness week in Georgia this week. And usually that week, on Wednesday, they have a tornado drill. And because of the potential for severe weather on Wednesday morning, they had to reschedule that to this morning. And, of course, today was perfectly sunny and nice, and no worries about severe weather at all.
Any portents for the upcoming summer from this kind of season beginning this way?
Well, tornado outbreaks like this are so rare, it's really hard to use them to make any predictions. It could be an active season, though, and I think that'll be really interesting to watch.
I want to thank you, Pam, for taking time to be with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you again.
Dr. Pam Knox, who is assistant state climatologist for the state of Georgia and a researcher at the University of Georgia in Athens, Georgia.